U.S. as an intense winter storm that meteorologists refer to as a bomb cyclone is threatening that part of the country today. It's rapidly intensifying, expected to bring blizzard conditions as well as flood threats and hurricane-force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country. Britain's parliament is scheduled to vote today on leaving the European Union without any deal for trading with the EU in place. The vote follows yesterday's overwhelming defeat of the Brexit deal that Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the European Union. Many Brits predict a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the UK economy, disrupting food supplies, leading to medicine shortages, and creating chaos at British ports. If today's vote fails, as expected, members will vote tomorrow on delaying the scheduled March 29th departure from the European Union. And Volkswagen says it's boosting production of its electric vehicles over the next decade by 50%. Its CEO is saying that VW will build 22 million electric vehicles by 2029, up from its previous target of 15 million by then. And remember to check out our website. It's online, obviously online, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. Good morning. This is I Love New Jersey Radio here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm a sales associate with Weikert, Flemington, New Jersey. If you're looking to sell or buy, I'm your girl. Give me a call. I wanted to talk to you today about the weather first before I introduce my guest because it's so nice out and I have complete spring fever, as you can tell. So I hope you do too. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 51, mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 34, partly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 59, and then a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m. on Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 49, chance of showers again on Friday, showers and thunderstorm with a high of 62, and then showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m. On Friday night with a low around 42, and then sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 48, then mostly clear with a low around 29, sunny again 43 on Sunday, and then mostly cloudy, partly cloudy with a low of 29 on Sunday night. So I'm going to go real quick to our first break here.
But I wanted to let you know about a couple things. First, the Women's Leadership Summit is going to be on Tuesday, April 9th from 8 a.m. to 2 at Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. This Women's Leadership Summit is the 10th annual one, and it's always great. And my guest today, in just about 35 seconds, is Russell Crosby, and he's with Russ's French Auto Repair in Clinton. So stay with us. We'll be right back, and thanks for watching in.
Okay. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, we're back. All right. This is I Love New Jersey Radio, and I really do. Location, location, location. I always say we're completely, perfectly fit, suited, and located right in Hunterdon County, halfway between New York and Philadelphia. We have access to the shore and the Poconos, and we don't have any houses to sell because everybody loves Hunterdon so much. So if you have a house out there that you want to sell, that you're holding off for the holiday or the spring, don't call me. We have buyers and we don't have houses. That's the truth. So anyway, my guest today, I'm so happy to have here, is Russell Crosby, and he's with Russ's Wrench Auto Repair in Clinton. Welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. So tell us, let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself. I'm so excited to share that you have a baby on the way and a 14-month-old.
I do. So again, I'm Russell Crosby. I own Russ's Wrench here in Clinton, New Jersey.
Pull closer.
Oh. And we are a full automotive service shop. We actually started our company about 5 years ago. We're coming up on our five-year anniversary. Started in Reddington in a small little, what we would consider now kind of a shack, a little tiny garage, and made the best that we could of it. And my wife and I started that, and we've now moved into a much bigger facility, about 7,000 square feet, and we have four.
Congratulations.
Thank you. A lot of hard work and dedication. I have an awesome team, and you know, we have awesome customers that have really helped us get to where we're at. So, you know, big shout out to them. And my wife especially, she's really helped be the backbone when I needed it. So thank you.
Aw. So you mentioned that you, and I'm, again, very excited to have you on the show here because mm-hmm. 5 years and to have such success in Hunterdon County and the area that surrounding is really something, especially for such a young person. So we're excited to have him on the show today. You were saying that when you got started, you did a lot with the emergency services vehicles and stuff, which I want to lead into that because people love to know how others can help those who help. And so let's start with that because that's really cool.
So getting started, when I opened my company, you know, I had come from a garage that worked primarily on ambulance and police cars and fire engines and all kinds of stuff. And I got a lot of experience on working on those vehicles. And, you know, I appreciate the knowledge that I got from that garage. It really helped me spring forward into opening my own spot. And, you know, when you're opening a business, trying to get some customers through the door can be a little tough. But I reached out to the different communities that help support us and get Russ's Wrench off the ground.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. Yep.
So tell us a little bit about the services that you offer.
So Russ's Wrench offers all vehicle maintenance. We do some fabrication work, welding. We do a lot of vehicle preventative maintenance. So your oil changes, your tires, you know, tune-ups, things like that. We also take care of flushes and things that are going to keep your car on the road for a long time and, you know, avoid those costly repairs that, you know, nobody wants to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rather have
pothole season.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Terrible.
Oh. Even though our county is absolutely lovely.
It is.
What do you think of Hunterdon County?
I love it. I mean, it's beautiful. You summed it up before. I mean, we're in an ideal location. You know, we're close to the Jersey Shore. You can be in Philly in a couple hours, you know, and New York. It's beautiful. I love it here. I grew up right outside of Hunterdon County. I was on the border of Warren and Hunterdon County. But I love it here. You know, the communities are great. There's a lot of small towns, a lot of history here, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, I agree totally. So let's go back to your business now. So do you service all types of vehicles?
All makes, all models. We do some light duty truck stuff too, some medium duty truck duty. So What we really we love working on older Mercedes, Jeeps, Subarus.
Nice. Good. So foreign cars too.
Foreign cars too. You know, your European vehicles, BMWs, Mercedes. You know, all of them. We really work on everything.
That's important to note because a lot of times people don't realize that there's a service agent so close right here in Clinton. Tell where you are. You're at Center Street.
Yeah, 154 Center Street. We're right next to the CenturyLink building. It's the big tan building next to the other big tan building. You know. But, you know, our shop, we specialize in technology also. So we have the tools and equipment to get the job done where, you know, there's the other garages may not have that those scanners or those computer systems and the know-how to do it. We work alongside with a lot of garages. You know, I'm a big advocate for working together, not against each other.
All right. We're going to talk about that when we get right back. Sure. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm with Weikert Flemington. And my guest again is Russell Crosby from Russ's Wrench Auto Repair. We're going to go to our first break right now. It's just a couple of minutes away, and we'll be back to talk about it. I want to talk about things like on the inside, tips that you have for us, and also all that. Like the maintenance and those electronic services and what you do when you find something's wrong with a car.
Sure.
Not a house, car. All right, hold on. We'll be right back. Thanks.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here on I Love New Jersey. I just love the name of that. I love the name of the show. I just think it's so much fun because it would mean it in my heart, okay? So location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so smiling. And our guests that come through the show are all the same. It's the common denominator. We all love New Jersey. Love Hunterdon. Mm-hmm. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, call me. And my guest, Russell Crosby with Russ's Wrench Auto Repair in Clinton.
Yes.
Okay. So you were just getting to the point where you're talking about some of the services and that you have, and I'm totally intrigued by your, like, when they find out somehow with a code what's wrong with your car.
So a lot of that comes down to the tools and equipment that we have and the knowledge to back up what, you know, what we're reading. You know, you can go to an auto parts store and they can give you a code, and it's really just a result of a system that's had a problem. You know, it's so our job is to decipher what caused that code to happen. You know, my technicians and my team and the tools that we have really help us decode that and get in there and fix it in the first try and make sure that we're doing the right thing, you know.
So if you have a car that's older and Can you have those systems test that car? Like,
absolutely.
Because it's so funny. Like, I know these things have been around for, like, how many years now? Seems new to me because I'm, like, totally, you know, it's like, wow. But I live in the 80s, so.
Yeah, the systems have been around since the early 90s, you know, even into the 80s. You know, they've been around for a long time. They've been perfected over the years, that's for sure.
Tell us about the perfections that you've seen. Like, what can these systems do that we don't know about?
Well, you know, in the beginning, back in the 80s and 90s, the systems were very vague. They would kind of give you a direction, where now you have multiple computers and multiple systems and vehicles. I mean, I think it's BMW or Audi just came out and said there's going to be 119 control modules in a vehicle now, and it's, you know, you have to have the proper equipment to be able to get in and talk to all of those control modules and, you know, get the right information.
So give us an example of something that you can provide that you've seen that you can't believe that you actually offer as a service because of these technology things.
So I honestly, it would have to be my digital inspections, you know. So a lot of what we can do is finding, we want to find the problems before they occur. So our digital inspections kind of bring a new outlook to the old, you know, going into a gas station or getting your oil change or something, and you're just told, you know, you need a bunch of things, you need this, you need that. And you may, you know, the average consumer may not know what those systems are. I mean, if I walked into, you know, your office and you started spitting off a bunch of stuff about real estate and I kind of sit there like a deer in the headlights, I hated knowing that my customers felt like that.
So
We got into the digital inspection world, and really what it does is we can take pictures, videos, and document all the different things that we find on a vehicle as we're looking through it. It's a multi-point inspection. And we send all of that information right over to our customer through text message, through an email, whatever means possible to send it, we send it that way. And it'll give you tutorial videos on what that system is. So it's coming from a third party, not necessarily us. We're in the business to educate our consumers, not necessarily just sell to them.
Right.
So, you know, and honestly, that's our best tool, mm-hmm. because what we're seeking nowadays is education, not always, you know, a fix.
What are some of the tips that you can give people out there about their cars?
So summer weather's coming, you know, mm-hmm. if especially people that may have a sports car or something that sat in the garage all winter, you get it to a garage, you know, and have your tire pressures checked, have your fluids checked, you know, don't take it out and just rip on it right down the road, you know, let it warm up. Another tip is, if you have multiple vehicles in a household, which most of us do now, I think the average is 3 vehicles in a household.
Yeah.
You know, drive that car that sits around at least once a week. Mm-hmm. Get it up to operating temperature. It's gonna do a lot to save the vehicle, you know, and prevent major issues in the future, you know.
Yeah. So what about mishaps? Like, what are some common things that you see coming through? Like, I mean, I always laugh because whenever we have a person on the show, whatever show, Talented People at 3 o'clock, by the way, there's always their expertise. It's like you were saying about when people walk in the real estate office and talk, it's, you know, what those, there's always the same questions in the trade. So what are some of the common ones that you always hear about?
So tire pressure is one of them. Mm-hmm. The numbers on the side of your tire are not what your recommended tire pressure is supposed to be. So
what? No. I just put air on my tire on Sunday. I was reading the outside. What are you talking about?
All right. So on almost every vehicle out there now, there is a sticker either on one of the door pillars of your vehicle. Okay. And that is the recommended tire pressure you're supposed to be running your vehicle at. We have them come in that have 2 PSI in a tire and the other one's jacked up to like 60 PSI because they read the side of the tire. You know, it's a big safety concern, and the ride quality is terrible.
So question, what is like a normal, whatever you just called it, number? Like, because when you go in and you get the air, mm-hmm. and I don't even know how to do it, okay? But some lady showed me, okay? And so it was somewhere, like, is there something about 37 or something? Is 61 too much? What happens when you put too much air?
Well, what happens when you put too much air in is the ride quality kind of, it gets really, really stiff. You know, you're going to feel every bump in the road. The other thing, too, is it's going to wear your tires out a lot faster in the center of the tire. So every vehicle has a specific tire pressure that it's supposed to be set to. So there's really not a a single pressure for all vehicles. Typically, it's in the 30s, but it could be down to 20s. Some of the trucks could be up in the 60s. So,
oh wow!
The best bet is to really check either in your owner's manual or in the door and see what it's supposed to be set at. And if you're not sure, you can always stop by Russ's Wrench and we'll set.
Yeah, we want you to stop in Russ's Wrench Auto Repair. That's in right. Clinton. Yeah, because okay. So you were talking also about loaners at some point. I wanted yes. to talk about that because in your service offering that you have different. I also want to hear about your employees as well.
All right. So, yeah, at Russ's Wrench, we offer loaner vehicles. When we're working on your vehicle, our main objective here is to be as convenient as possible for our customers via the digital inspection. So you know what's going on with your vehicle. You get updates as we're working on it. So you know what's going on. And we want you to not be held up if you have to go to work or you
what?
Have to pick up.
So what, you keep people posted if they're like at their office and you're almost done? You get a text like when your prescription is ready at the pharmacy?
Absolutely.
I live under a rock. Let's just be honest here, okay? Because I'm like so intrigued by this. Okay, cool. So basically, someone comes in the morning, drops their car off.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get them to their work or what do you do with that?
Absolutely. So we have options. So our options are we could pick up and drop off your vehicle right from work.
Okay.
All right. Or if that isn't convenient, we have loaner vehicles to give you so you can get to work, get to where you have to go, and then when we're finished with the vehicle, and drop it off, pick up your car, and you're on the go.
Nice. So how many cars do you service a day?
A day, we're anywhere from, I'd say 7 to 15. I mean, it's...
That's amazing.
We're doing probably about 50, 60 cars a week in our shop.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to... Thanks for watching it. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington, on I Love New Jersey Radio. And my guest, I just want to let you know who he is. His name's Russell Crosby, and he's with Russ's Wrench and Auto Repair in Clinton.
Yes.
And I want everybody to know, he and his wife have a 14-month-old and a baby on the way, and they've had amazing success as an independent business in Hunterdon County, celebrating 5 years, mm-hmm. moved into a 7,000-square-foot facility, and that's a short period of time, and that is a success story. It's great to know that you have a little baby on the way and a young family here in Hunterdon County and that you love Hunterdon County.
I love Hunterdon County. Yeah.
And Hunterdon County, we love people who love Hunterdon County. So we're all going to send our work over to Russ's Auto Wrench. Yeah, no, seriously. So that's so great. So, okay, and I do think it's interesting to talk about being independent when you have such competitors. I mean, I remember back 25 years ago or something, my uncle was in a... like a safe glass cup, repair glass.
Sure.
And it was just like one day out of business because it's just so hard to compete. So you were talking about your employees and how skilled and experts they are makes it all work.
Yeah, so I have the best team that I could ask for. It all starts with taking care of your team. Your team takes care of the customers. The customers take care of the business, and the business takes care of my family. You know, that's the way that I look at it.
What? Can you repeat that again? I'm just going to visualize it. It's like a perfect circle. I like that.
It is a perfect
circle. All right, say it loud.
All right, so I take care of my team. My team takes care of our customers. The customers take care of the business, and the business takes care of me and my family. So I've got...
We need someone like John Bradshaw with the Bradshaw Awards so he can make like a plaque and we can have that like a picture. I'm going to put it on a picture and I'm going to put that on Facebook or something because that's a really good thing.
Well, I can't take credit for that. I got that from a good friend of mine and one of my business coaches, Tom Tarode from Sunrise Business Advisors. He gave me that and, we live by it.
No, I love it. I've been around a lot of people and talked to a lot of people, but that's a really, really great way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do live it that way, like you said.
We do.
And you can tell that as a manager, boss, or owner, proprietor, that if you really feel that you love your people so much, it's all about engagement and respect, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Goes back to Dr. Paul Marciano.
Yeah, last weekend, the St. Paddy's Day Parade in Clinton, we had the Russ's Wrench float going through the parade.
Oh, you did?
And we had the family members and the whole team on the float to celebrate the day. And, we do that for all the major holidays. And we try to do fun things outside of the garage to keep that morale up.
That's awesome. We had the guys from the parade from the Sons.
Friendly Sons.
Yeah, the Friendly Sons.
I'm a Friendly Son.
Are you?
I am.
Aww.
It's a great organization.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
they were on the radio last week, and I was trying so hard to get over to the parade, but the weather was terrible, and I was at an open house, and I thought it was ending at 3, but it didn't until 4, and I just missed it. Mm-hmm. But I heard it was fantastic.
It was a great turnout.
How long have you been a member?
I am a very new member. Oh. I've been a member
for... Okay, new members, that's the best, sustaining on the young.
Yeah, so I've been a member for a couple months now, and you know, I was at their parade kickoff a few months ago, and or a few weeks ago now, and you know, the stuff that they do for our community is just incredible, and I wanted a piece of that. I want to be involved helping our community and helping our towns and our families in Hunterdon County. It's huge to me. You know, that's my passion, is helping other people.
I could just picture the float with all of your people and their families on the float. Just, you know, how special. So you are kind of... you're someone who's giving a lot to the community because you have another... tell us about your Soldiers Angels.
So Soldiers Angels is a fundraiser that they specialize in sending our active military members packages all over the world. So right now we're working with them with a fundraiser called the Warm Feet for Warriors. Socks are the number one requested item from our active military members and from VA hospitals. You know, something that we take for granted every day is something that they depend on every day, and they don't have it. You know, they're sent out with maybe 6 to 8 pairs of socks, and the desert heat in Afghanistan, you can only flip those socks inside out so many times.
Wow.
You know, if your feet are hurting you, you can't do your job, and you know, we're here to raise as many pairs of socks as we can for them. We have a goal of 3,000 pairs of socks by the end of May.
Nice.
Yeah, and we're excited to do that, and we're well on our way from, you know, other organizations in Hunterdon County really stepping up and helping us do that, you know, between the Rotaries and the BNI groups that we're involved with, and just the companies, the small businesses, they've latched on to this, and they want to help. And, you know, we've had multiple churches get involved, and, you know, it's just, it's really special to see how many people care and want to see this become successful. So I'm really excited to be a part of it.
If someone wanted to support your initiative, like, mm-hmm. what would they do to get in touch with you for that? And who is the organizer of this?
So Soldiers Angels is the organizer of the fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We're a drop-off site for them. So if you have socks or you want to give a monetary donation, you can bring it to 154 Center Street in Clinton, New Jersey. You can also go right online to soldiersangels.com, and you can search for the Warm Feet for Warriors. You'll also see that they run a lot of different fundraisers throughout the whole year. This is the one that they're focusing on right now, though.
And they want brand new socks, right?
They want brand new socks, yeah.
A lot of times people don't realize that if we don't tell them, they don't know. So it's like, no, don't donate your used socks. We need some money and some new socks. It's for the best cause. I mean, really, I'm picturing Afghanistan walking outside, like you said. How many times can you put your socks inside out? How awful. They don't deserve it. And they only get like 5 or 6, and it's the number one request.
Yep. So something that a lot of people don't realize is that when you're in a situation like that and you're overseas, a lot of times you're sleeping in your socks and your boots, because if you have to go to work, you have to get ready and you don't have time to put your shoes on. So they're sleeping in them all, and they're in them all the time. So that's why it's one of the most requested items of
When's the goal of the 3,000 socks?
So the goal is May 31st. We want 3,000 pairs. That's just for that's what Russ's Wrench is looking to collect. Mm. The overall goal for Soldiers Angels, I think, is somewhere around 16,000 pairs. But we want to put a big dent into that. And I really feel that with the help of our community, we're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Sure you will. Yes. Don't forget, you could just drop them off at 132, you say?
154
Center Street.
Yep.
In Clinton. Okay, so then that's fabulous. Thank you so much. Very sincere. I love your passion, your, you know, support. That's really nice.
Sure.
And I can picture the parade. So tell us what else is going on. Tell us about some of the skills that your employees have over there.
So we have very skilled technicians that are working in the shop. Some are they're factory trained. We have one technician that's factory trained in Honda. Me personally, I was factory trained in General Motors. That's where I got my start. I started at 17 years old at a Cadillac dealership.
Oh, nice.
I was a master certified technician by 19. So I've held on to that, and our other technicians are ASE certified, which is Automotive Service Excellence. It's like it's called the Blue Seal of Excellence. If you're going to a shop, make sure you see that ASE banner or something in the shop. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize in this industry is there is no requirement for training. Anybody can come in and work on your vehicle, and you're trying to stop a 5,000-7,000-pound vehicle, and you don't know who's working on it in the garage. So ASE came together and was formed to put some type of certification program together so that, you know, when you see that seal outside of a shop, you know that there's trained technicians and trained professionals in there that are working on your vehicle and handling your vehicle. So we have that going on in our service or in our office. Becky and Alex are both ATI trained, which is Automotive Training Institute. So they're trained to handle our customers walking through the door and giving us all those weird noises that we're, you know, everybody.
Everybody loves. I love that. Yeah, that's so funny. I know I could say what's wrong with my car, but you have to understand how to like interpret the language, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So they're trained to know what those different noises mean and get it on our repair orders, so the guys in the shop and the ladies in the shop can decipher what's wrong with it.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to go to our mid-break here. It's this is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to buy or sell, call me. And my guest, Russell Crosby from Russ's Wrench Auto Repair in Clinton, New Jersey. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pressure continues to mount on the US FAA to ground Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft after two fatal crashes of that type of plane in 4 months' time, the most recent on Sunday in Ethiopia. Add former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood's voice to the growing chorus of those saying they should be taken out of service here.
Until not only the Boeing safety inspectors, but the FAA safety inspectors working in collaboration with Boeing inspect these planes and can give 100% assurance that these planes are safe.
Nearly two dozen governments have now grounded those planes. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's in a D.C. federal courtroom at this hour, as a judge will be deciding shortly what his sentence should be after pleading guilty to conspiracy and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
One of the stars of the sitcom Full House will face a federal judge in Los Angeles today on bribery charges. Actress Lori Loughlin was one of dozens charged in a massive college admissions bribery case detailed by the FBI yesterday. It centers around nine coaches at elite schools around the country who accepted bribes from dozens of wealthy parents. Ed Sanderson is a college prep trainer not associated with the case. He says the tragedy is many students will lose faith in the admissions process because of these things.
They're working really hard, and they're like, hey, if anybody can cut the line and really just pay, write a big check to make that happen, what chance do I have?
A big heads up if you live in the central U.S. as an intense winter storm that meteorologists refer to as a bomb cyclone is threatening that part of the country today. It's rapidly intensifying, expected to bring blizzard conditions as well as flood threats and hurricane force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country. Britain's parliament is scheduled to vote today on leaving the European Union without any deal for trading with the EU in place. The vote follows yesterday's overwhelming defeat of the Brexit deal that Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the European Union. Many Brits predict a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the UK economy, disrupting food supplies, leading to medicine shortages, and creating chaos at British ports. If today's vote fails, as expected, members will vote tomorrow on delaying the scheduled March 29th departure from the European Union. And Volkswagen says it's boosting production of its electric vehicles over the next decade by 50%. Its CEO is saying that VW will build 22 million electric vehicles by 2029, up from its previous target of 15 million by then. And remember to check out our website. It's online, obviously online, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I love New Jersey. Location, location, location. All under one roof, if you happen to call on me, Jeannie Murphy, at Wakert in Flemington. I'm having a good time. I hope you are today, too. It's beautiful out. I have spring fever, and I'm enjoying my conversation, sharing with you one of our Hunterdon County assets, which is Russ's Wrench Auto Repair, and the owner and proprietor, Russell Crosby, here, talking about some of the work that he does for the community and about your business. Mm-hmm. So before our break, we were talking about several different things. I wanted you to kind of give us an update on how you find your clients and how your clients find you.
Sure. So we work, like I was saying before, with the digital inspections. We make sure that we have a very strong web presence. So our customers, you know, especially for Jeep enthusiasts, we have people that come all the way from Staten Island, Tinton Falls, Newark, East Orange.
What?
They come all the way to us for us to work on their vehicles.
So, wow, what a compliment.
So, you know, our web presence is very strong. You know, another avenue that we find a lot of our customers from is networking groups such as BNI or Rotary and Chamber and different things like that. So, I mean, they're normally very involved with their community as well. So, again, it's a place that I want to be, somewhere that's going to support small businesses and local businesses, and they want to support the community. So
share with everybody out there a little bit about the BNI groups, because I know people hear about them, but I don't know if they know what they are.
So BNI is Business Networking International. It's the most successful networking organization in the world. They're in every country. I believe they're in every country at this point. And I've been honored to become a director for them in the last month or two.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You have a lot to be celebrating.
I'm a very busy guy.
I can tell.
My wife will attest to that.
Aw, cute.
But, you know, BNI is a great organization because it brings in small business they meet at certain locations. There's one seat for every professional classification. And the idea is, to work with each other, to get each other referrals, learn about each other's businesses. So you build this big marketing team, and it's been super successful for me. We were in three groups at one time, and we were doing great with BNI, and we continue to do great with BNI. So it's worth it. If you have a small business, I would certainly look into it.
Yeah, I'm going to just explain and reiterate a little bit. Like what I always call it is kind of like a piece of pizza. Like you get your wedge, you get your piece of the pie. Like if it's real estate, that would be me, Jeannie Murphy, Weicker Flemington. Right. And then if it would be auto repair, then you would have your slice. And so when you're in this networking group, your job is to actually get to know the other person, and then they have the exclusive territory. You become friends with them, help the community, and then literally refer. And there's serious referrals. I was at a meeting yesterday, as a matter of fact, as a guest in Bridgewater, and they had like 75 people in the room.
Patriots chapter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a very big, very big BNI chapter.
And they were on time, man. Started at 7. It was over at 8:30, which was what my friend John Atari from Safari Solutions. He's awesome. He was on the show a couple weeks ago. He told me that was what it was, and I couldn't believe they got all 75 people in, but everybody got to have their own little pitch, and then they had the speakers, and it was great.
Yeah, it's incredible, and we're getting ready to have our visitor day, which is basically like an open networking opportunity for people that are looking to get involved with BNI here, and it's great. I believe it's April 24th at the Clinton Firehouse, if anyone's interested.
Clinton Firehouse, April 24th. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, basically, if you're a small business owner or new business owner or sales rep, and you're in the area, and you need to figure out how to get into a group of people who love you, that's one way to do it. It's definitely a matter of connecting. Yeah, and you can let everybody, like you said, it's like you have an ambassador team working for you.
Yeah, their slogan is givers gain. You know, I give business to you, and hopefully in return you'll give business to me. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I love it. And I love what you're doing again with the Soldiers Angels thing, and I wanted to revisit that for a second, because you were going to talk about how they do what you're doing once a quarter. What was that?
So what we're doing is we've made it a goal at Russ's Wrench to get into different fundraisers. We try to do one a quarter depending on the size of the fundraiser and the length of it. A couple previous ones that we've done are Toys for Tots. So if you've ever been to the Clinton Parade, the holiday parade, Russ's Wrench sets up stands outside. We let you use our restroom, especially for the people that are, you know, on the floats and don't have anywhere to go to the bathroom. So we open up the shop. We let everybody come in, give them a tour. We collect toys. We actually buy a bunch of toys. We sell them to the people that are walking down the street, and we collect them. This year, I was so proud. It was the best Toys for Tots drive we've ever had. We actually almost filled the trailer that they brought to collect them, and there's pictures on our Facebook if you want to go check it out.
Nice.
Another fundraiser we did was for breast cancer awareness. You know, there's a lot of families, even in Hunterdon County, where women can't afford to have their yearly mammograms done, and we worked with the Pink Breast Center this year to raise money to help these women get in and get their mammograms done, and you know, try and help our families, you know.
I love it. I just want to say something real quick. Yeah, you really are so he's so smart. He's so young, and not even as smart in a way of taking, but in a way of giving and being considerate. Like, I love what you're talking about allowing them to use your guest bathrooms and so on. Because you know what? There's a liability in a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't mean to be cynical or anything, because you know I'm hyper psycho. But a lot of people just say no because they don't want any liability issues. But you're on the opposite side saying, you know what? I've noticed a gap here in service, and we need to have a restroom available. And you're going to do that along with all the other things you're doing. So, again, he is Russell Crosby with Russ's Wrench Auto Repair in Clinton. And I'm Jeannie Murphy. We're going to go to our break real quick here on I Love New Jersey. I hope I'm not getting on your nerves. I'm really happy. And I hope you are too. We'll be right back.
Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we're back here on the show. I love New Jersey. I really do. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm sure you know that by now. And I'm with Weigert Flemington, in case you didn't know that. And I know I'm like just teasing because my boss over at the real estate office says, no more coffee for you. But I'm just having a good time today, and I'm really enjoying my conversation. We always focus on things that are the assets of Hunterdon County here on our show. And I'm so happy to share with you not only the business of Russ's Wrench, it's hard to say that, auto repair, but also the owner and his generosity and the way he supports the community. His name is Russell Crosby, as you know. And we're to the end of our session here. And I just, I guess we should say interview, conversation.
Yeah, just a conversation. I'm having a great time here.
Oh, it's fun. And I'm sure everybody out there is getting a kick out of getting to know you because you've told us all about your business, your family, that you have a baby on the way, a 14-month-old, and you've been married, and then you have a business that's celebrating 5 years. Mm-hmm. You've grown from a small little place, like you said, to 7,000 square feet, beautiful place off Center Street mm-hmm. in Clinton. And then you said how many vehicles a week do you service? That's amazing.
We're around 50 to 60 vehicles a week right now.
I'm so proud of them, and I think it's so exciting because when you're an independent owner of a company in an independent non-chain, that's a very successful story. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that you were talking about how it started with some other emergency services vehicles and so on. So your philanthropy kind of has been in your system for a long time. You go back to 17 and 19 with your certifications at General Motors, and then you bring in all of your employees that are also certified. Mm-hmm. You were telling us to look for something specific on the outside of the door.
The ASC logo. It's a big blue seal of excellence. It looks like a gear. You know, it's a mm-hmm. blue gear. It says ASC on it.
I think it's really important. And then you were talking about some of the common things that you see and that you want people to know about your car loan availability. Tell us a couple other things about about your trade and stuff you'd like to know, and then we can finish up in about 5 minutes with the Soldiers Angels again.
Sure. So a couple things that we do there is we have a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty on all the work that we do. There's also an optional 4-year, 48,000-mile warranty that we can offer.
I'm going to ask a question on behalf of my friends out there.
Please do.
Okay. Really? Warranties? Okay. First of all, I have never, ever gotten anything out of my warranty. Because, I mean, even with my pet, I bought pet insurance or something. And it was like everything that was necessary for the pet. Not me to knock you, because I can't wait to hear about this. He's very excited to tell us about this warranty stuff, and I know it must work. But for me, with the pet thing, it was like every single thing that happened, I couldn't get anything back. But with a warranty on a car, how does it work? So, I never read the fine print. That's my first problem.
Well, the beauty of this is there's no fine print. We come out and we tell you it's a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty, and you don't pay for it. You come in my door, and we do work on your vehicle, and that's the warranty you get out the door.
What?
Yep.
So you're saying that – because my cousin has this, and, mm-hmm. and she just – like anytime the car has a problem, she just says, no problem. I'm going to go get it fixed tomorrow, and you fix it. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Like you're saying that you service a car – and then you're saying to the customer on the way out the door, okay, here's what you have. What is that?
So if we do, let's say, the shock replacement on a vehicle, and over the time, maybe there's an issue with the part or something like that, that's completely warrantied for 2 years or 24,000 miles. So there is no purchase.
Wow, because isn't it like 3 months or 9 months or something?
Well, I mean, it depends on the location and the part quality that you're putting in. We put in premier parts at our shop, so we can stand behind what we're putting in, and we do stand behind it.
So. Nice. Yep. So then, which kind of programs do you have for that? Like you mentioned, two.
So two programs that we have, we deal with, we are an AC Delco preferred service center, and then we're also a professional service center for Parts Quest, and it works out great. They support us, and we're able to support our customers.
I love the way you have all these credentials, and you make sure that you remind people that they really are a distinguisher. It's very important to know.
It is important.
I have a fun time. Like, I always feel like a little mermaid swimming around underneath, picking up the rocks and learning about all these other trades because Talented People, which comes out at 3 to 4 today, although you're here, he is talented. He'll probably come on the other show, actually. I just think it's fun because I get to learn all this stuff. So I'm asking on behalf of those people out there who are like me, who absolutely usually have no idea what you do. And so it's kind of fun, especially when you have, like, people coming in, and I love what you were talking about with the text, and you're up to date on how you let your customers know exactly what's going on all day long, and then you warranty it on the end.
Right. So, yeah, the text and service is great, and the emails, you know what's going on with your vehicle all day. And, you know, for those people out there that may not know what's going on with their vehicle, keep an eye on our Facebook page because we normally run a training program at our garage where we'll bring in people who'd like to learn the basics of their vehicle, how to check tire pressures correctly, how to look at their tires, how to do a walk around of the vehicle. It's completely free of charge, and we love doing it. We love to educate our customers, so it's an empowerment thing. So.
No, and you also said you had some other training classes that you were talking about.
So, yeah, we're working.
I love that. I'm going to say it like this because I'm trying to figure out. Like, I've got so many things going in my head, like with prescriptions and how you're automated and you go to the dentist and they keep you posted. Even child care facilities, like they let your parents know what's going on all day long. But this is happening with the cars. Cool. Okay. And then you were going to talk about your training.
So real quick, back to the child care thing. one thing that really disturbs me is you go into a lot of places and there's nowhere to change your baby if you have a baby.
Yeah. Right?
So me and my wife and I having a newborn, I went into so many places and I had to change him and there was nowhere to change him. And you're looking at the floor and it's, you don't want to change a baby on the floor. So we actually put in a changing table in our bathroom so that it's easy for you to change your child while you're waiting.
Aw, those considerations.
Oh, well,
but it's kind of funny because you're like really attentive to details. Can't you tell? He's like all on it. He got everything. You got it.
That's so thoughtful. Some would say it's obnoxious when I'm
I think it's fun. I think it's great. And I think it's amazing that you're so young and have so much success and that you're still constantly thinking of these little things like what you're talking about with the restroom, what you're talking about with the toys for tots and the socks. Mm-hmm. You're on it.
Yeah, so another thing.
And just thinking about participating in the float. Sorry, you've been talking about a lot of stuff. He's all over the place. Sound like me.
Yeah. I like to keep a busy schedule. That's good. If I'm not moving, I'm doing something wrong. That's the way I feel. But another thing we're working with is the Harvest Family Success Center here in Flemington. Carmel over there and her team, they do wonderful things for our residents of Hunterdon County, and we're getting involved with maybe some training and bringing in other trades to give some of these people that may have fallen on hard times a way to prepare dinners for under a certain amount of money. And we have actually my sister who owns a restaurant or cafe coming in to help teach that class. And
nice.
Yeah, like Crockpot 101. She's
gonna fun.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. We're excited.
You have an entrepreneurial family, huh?
We do. You know, I've got great parents that have really instilled in their kids, the compassion to help people and the work ethic to get the job done. So, I got to give a huge shout out to my parents.
Yes.
And my family. My family's very supportive.
And your father-in-law.
And my father-in-law.
Mr. Jim Davidson.
Jim Davidson.
He's the historian of East Amwell. And I call on him way too much. I want him to know how much I appreciate that. But, he's great. And author. And he's Lindbergh aficionado, or what is that called? Expert.
He's definitely an expert in the Lindbergh trials. I mean, if there's a question that you need to know about the Lindbergh trials, he is the guy to ask.
And there's a video up there if you want to see it on YouTube where I interviewed him a couple years ago, and I always find him so much fun anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm going to meet him at Hillbilly Hall again one day. Another treasure of our county, Hunterdon County.
Absolutely.
Hillbilly Hall. Did you know that inside Hillbilly Hall, I think it's Mercer, Somerset, and Hunterdon all have like a seat at the table. It's like the farthest ex. It's like, that's, isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's like one of those jokes when three counties come together, you know?
I don't know. What's the end of the joke?
I don't know. I have to make it.
I know that.
We'll ask Jim. There's a Calneva
Lodge in California, Nevada, and my husband and I have sat in there in Lake Tahoe, and mm-hmm. it's right through the middle, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so much fun. So tell us your last thoughts. You have about 2 minutes left.
All right. So just to close, you know, again, the Soldiers Angels, Warm Feet for Warriors, sock drive is super important to us, super important to our community, our vets, and, you know, the military. So if you can donate, please donate. It's very important. It's the number one requested item. And like I said before, you know, what we take for granted, they need desperately. So you can drop them off at my shop at 154 Center Street in Clinton, New Jersey. You can also shop online on Amazon. Soldiers Angels has a wish list. You can go through. You can order them and direct ship them right to Soldiers Angels in San Antonio, Texas. And I believe if you buy them on Amazon, part of the money will actually go to the fundraiser. So there's, you know, Amazon's doing their part also.
Wow.
I'd like to, you know, Fox River Tactical has sent us a lot of socks, and I'd like to give them a shout out, because if you are looking for a specific sock, that's a great sock to buy.
Oh.
Fox River Tactical.
Nice.
Again, you know, please help and support the ones that have really supported our country and done a lot. Some gave all, and this is a very small token of our appreciation.
And having you on the show is our token of our appreciation for all the support you're giving. Russell Crosby, he's our Hunterdon County asset here with his business, Russ's Wrench Auto Repair. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I want to remind you about the Women's Summit. It's coming up on April 9th. It's the 10th annual one from 8 to 2 at Hawk Point Golf Club. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I know you know. Guess where I'm at? Weikert Flemington. And I'm selling real estate, helping those who... I love the first-time home buyers. They're like my passion. I love home buyers because I love that joy. And then again, selling, it's like I embrace it because I know what it feels like to move out of Hunterdon County. And I'm here for you if you need anything. So come back 3 o'clock. Talented people, we're going to have some music, live music in the stadium, in the station here. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. You Thanks too. Again for watching in.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have breaking news out of Washington, D.C., where former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, in a suit, sitting in a wheelchair, has apologized for his crimes. Manafort saying he is sorry as he's being sentenced in a D.C. federal courtroom, noting he feels like a different person now. Manafort says he will soon turn 70. He's asking for leniency so he can be with his wife in his last years. Manafort pleaded guilty to conspiracy and witness tampering. He could face up to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced in a matter of minutes. In a separate case in Virginia last week, Manafort was given nearly 4 years in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying. The case is brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, but do not directly relate to the Russia probe. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.